You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Stand-up's not my dream job, neither is substitute teaching. I'm going to tell you my dream job. I don't want you guys to make fun of me for it. My dream job, this is true, I've always wanted to be a Bigfoot hunter. That's the only career you could tell your parents you want to pursue, and they're like, whoa, maybe you should stick with comedy. Don't you want some stability in your life, son? There's a show on TV called Finding Bigfoot. It's been on for 9 years. They've never found one Bigfoot. I want that kind of job security. If I told 50 jokes and 5 were funny, I would get booed off stage. But if you find no Bigfoot over the course of 9 years, they give you a season 10. It's called Bigfoot hunting. It just looks like camping to me. I can do that, sleep in a tent in the woods, and every once in a while just be like, did you hear that? It's real squatchy out here tonight. Oh, I stepped in some squatch scat. They know everything about Bigfoot too, don't they? They know everything except for where he lives. They know everything about Bigfoot because they know what he sounds like. They yell it into the woods hoping he's going to answer back like it's Marco Polo. Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Oh, he's mad tonight. Back it up, boys. They find evidence that's not real evidence. They're like, oh, we found some footprints. I'm like, that says Skechers. People send me videos of Bigfoot stuff after shows all the time, and they send it to me on YouTube, and you guys know YouTube. It plays one video, then it plays the next one automatically, then it plays the next one automatically, then it plays the next one automatically. 9 hours later, I've seen all the conspiracy theory videos. Now I don't trust anything. My wife's like, we got leftovers in the fridge. I'm like, that's what they want you to think. There's this guy on YouTube I watch all the time, and he sees Bigfoot, and he's a redneck. He's a self-proclaimed redneck, too. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what he is. Right? Because who else is going to see Bigfoot when you think about it? Right? No, like, it's never like somebody that's been to Harvard or Brown or Yale or Princeton. They have a degree in a Bigfoot story they always want to talk about. You know, nobody's ever been like, my driver and I were in my Lexus, and a large bipedal beast leapt out in front of us. I nearly lost my monocle. Nobody's ever lost a monocle looking for Bigfoot. It's never that guy. It's always a redneck type of guy. He was in my bird feeder. I said, get Bigfoot. He shows up about twice a week messing with my feeders because I put peanut butter out with that bird seed. He's out there licking on him. He likes smooth, not chunky. It hurts his gums. They've never found one Bigfoot, but they know what kind of peanut butter Bigfoot likes. I like ghost hunting shows, too. I realize that's the same show, by the way. Ghost hunting is just Bigfoot hunting indoors. That's all that is. And they're all the same show. You've seen one episode of a ghost hunting show. You've seen all of them, you know? They all have the same scenes. They're walking around. They're like, not really getting anything over here. Beep, beep. Oh, man. This wall is super spooky right about here. Then you look closer, it's just a stud finder. Apparently there's a ghost every 16 inches in this room. If it's up to code, it is super spooky in here. They're always walking, they're like, it got really cold in here all of a sudden. That means there's a spirit present. If that's the case, I wish my house was haunted seasonally. Like the middle of July, I would be scared but comfortable at the same time. Ah! Oh. I just saved a lot of money in my electric bill by switching to Poltergeist. We'll be right back.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweis, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.